What up? It is EJ live in the studio. It's been forever since I've been in the studio with you guys, but we are back giving you new shows, putting it out there for the people. We hear y'all missed us, Bishop. They missed us.
Is that so?
Yes. I've been getting cussed out for not putting out new shows. How dare we not put out new shows?
We're here to go then.
Yes. And this is a good one, y'all. I think it's a good one. I might be a little biased. But, oh, no, we mustn't show that. I've been Snapchatting, y'all. I've been trying to Snapchat. I still don't generally understand the purpose. Seems kind of pointless to me. But I'll be on there sometimes, so you might want to catch me. Anyway, today the show is brought to you by a random ass post on Bishop. I'm sure he had a reason for it, but I fell across it randomly. And it was talking about being petty. And me being the petty person that I am, I had to raise my hand and say, yes, I'm petty. Bishop told me I need to do better. Yeah. But if I did better, we wouldn't have the Bang That show, because 90% of our shows is based off of my pettiness.
The petty party.
Yes!
That's what we do over here.
And then right after that, I saw you be a little petty too, Bishop. Mm-hmm, about them rotten eggs and them kids that hit your car about a year ago.
I didn't petty. That's payback. That's a big difference.
It's a thin line between petty and payback.
Hey, I guess so, you know? And I actually did not. I actually still have those eggs, so I'm as yet undecided as what's going to happen with that. But
I mean, the little boys still live around here.
They really, yeah. They live, the little boys' name, and they live down the street. I know exactly who they are. Because when the niggas hit my damn car with the egg, I chased their ass. I couldn't damn, I ain't catching, but damn, I saw one of the little niggas go to his house. So I went to the house to try to talk to the parents, you know what I'm saying? Nobody came to the damn, to the door and shit. I saw these little, so I was like, well, you know, I'll address the problem head up. They was playing football in the street one day. Bro, that stopped my car in the middle of the game, like, yo. Y'all niggas hit my car with an egg. I know it was you, cause I saw you go in your house. I know it was your other little white partner, cause he white, and I saw the white boy. And damn, on y'all, stop. That shit needs to stop.
That was very mature of you.
I mean, hey, what else? I mean, what else would I do?
Well, if you would like to put on the black on black on black and go get them with some eggs, I'm all down for the caper.
We still reserve the right to put on the black on black.
You know, I have no problem. You see my hoodie? Like, let's go. You know, I am a cheerleader for foolishness, and I sure need to get some kids together.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm going to tell you how you do it. You egg everybody house except one.
So it makes it like he the one that did it.
Why didn't egg your house? Now, there it is. Now they got a suspect. They went from no suspect to a suspect.
I gotta go get us some gloves.
I got gloves.
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, anyway, yeah, we're not gonna continue this conversation to protect the theory.
It is what it is.
Protect the theory right now.
If it happened, they deserved it. That don't necessarily mean that I did it. They're definitely deserving, though.
They're very deserving.
They wrote that check.
Yep. They ass got a cash. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But, so
Post did a check on the ass.
I'm going to get my revenge. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. You forget, but I don't never forget.
Word. You might
be, I might letting them know.
I might see you outside with your gal or something. Egg,
get them both.
Motherfucker!
Fuck you and your bitch.
And speed off. As long as I do that shit to somebody else's car, they don't know. That shit just beef. Nobody can be scared.
It is too.
Man, the boy riding around egging us, man.
Hey, that's a real motherfucker. Believe me. Whatever. Little Kim voice.
Be on guard. You better be. Yep.
But I decided to dedicate this to all my fellow petty people. And guess what? It's a lot of petty ass people in songs. I love it. And some of these are my favorite songs. So we going to start. I want to start with a double play. Nah, we're not going to start with that. We're going to start it real easy. We're going to do Juicy J, Wiz Khalifa, in Our City for everybody. He said the hoes is for everybody.
It's a lot been going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Time for me to address this shit. I'm tired of hearing about it. Let's go. Yeah.
These hoes,
they for everybody.
Everybody.
Pass them
These hoes ain't for everybody. Oh, that was your girl? Oops, I'm sorry. Don't bring her around. It's just too much money. Yeah, I love these hoes. She's a super freak, super freak. Met her in Live last week. She was in there with me in VIP. Then she left with me. She said she fuck with Breezy. Do I wanna keep it? Nah, that hoe too sleazy. Now she fuck with Jeezy. Don't believe me, the shit's all over TV. Now she worked a pole, but you ain't know. That's how she make her dough. Seen her in a yo. She was so dope, forget we met before. She said she fuck with Drake. I ain't surprised, all these hoes fucking with Drake. I asked why she out this way. Said she on a date, then she left with Trey. When will niggas learn? Hoes like a dough knob, everybody gets a turn. Chicks be so high class on the internet, but don't got shit she earned. She got that bag from Juicy J. She got that ass from Rudy Gay. Now yo silly ass down on one knee. What the fuck, man? Is you crazy? These hoes, they for everybody. Pass them all around, they at every party. They ain't gonna be loyal, not for anybody. Still I love these hoes. These hoes, they for everybody. Oh, that was your girl? Yes. I'm sorry. Don't bring her around. It's just too much money. Yeah, I love these hoes.
Man, I fell in love with a stripper. Funny thing is, I fell back out of love quicker. They don't pay attention to the love anyway. They only concerned with what the haters say. Bottles be turning these girls into thoughts. Instagram turning these wives into hoes. No real life, they just read in the comments. Mess with the real one and get you exposed. I had a time when my mind was caught up. My niggas was looking like, what is he on? My family was too scared to talk to a nigga. Ain't coming back, notifications got closed. She do what she told. Sharing is caring, that pussy ain't gold. Sorry you ain't in control. You all about that money, that shit that I throw. Just make sure you clean off that pole. They turn on the TV and get on the gram and say that's relationship goals. Trust me, don't save them, anything goes with
these hoes. They for everybody. Pass them all around, they at every party.
Every goddamn last one of them.
They ain't gonna be loyal, not for anybody.
I ain't picking.
Still I love these hoes.
I'll take a few.
These hoes, they for everybody.
Juicy J, what up, nigga?
Oh, that was your girl? I'm sorry. Don't bring her around. It's just too much money. Yeah, I love these hoes. Stop cuffing my nigga. Is you the police? Is you the police? Is you the police? Why you cuffing my nigga? Is you the police? Is you the police?
Is you the police? Is you? Is you the police?
Shame. If my ex-husband came out a song talking about my hoe and I'm from everybody, me and him would have to see each other. Period, point blank, no question.
Well, you was doing what she was doing, then word on the street is she was damn giving up the nappy
dugout. The Ice Cube nappy dugout.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, but I gotta be brief. A lot of niggas like busting nuts in the teeth.
No, I wasn't out here like that. I still ain't out here like that. But if he came out with a song like that, just be cool. So we need to get some more merch. We need some more Bay Net merch. I want some hoodies. I like it. Yeah, we gotta design some hoodies.
T-shirts. We're gonna get back to that. That's a question we're gonna revisit.
Yeah, let's see what's next. Okay, this song is so funny to me, and now everybody is catching on to it. But it's Action Bronson and Chance the Rapper, Baby Blue. Let me tell y'all, this fool say, I hope you get a paper cut on your tongue. How petty are you? That is horrible to say. Sometimes it's the easiest shit to be. You know how irritating a paper cut is? You have a paper cut on your tongue? That's just evil, man. He went in. You got to listen to the whole, bitch, you got to listen to the whole song, man. Just his whole little part. When I say he go in for, like, his whole verse, like, it's just, whatever his ex did to him, I apologize for her. Like, you feeling the way, baby, and it's okay. Come here, Chance. I give you a hug. Come here. I give you a hug.
Why you always all on my back? Why? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things changed, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you have because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with five Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini and motherfuckers can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV. I make this shit look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back? Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Why the fuck did I ain't call you lately? Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex. And others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef. And that's me. And you could order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You could probably catch the summer where it's sunny next. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting tapped off in the front row of the opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I gotta go, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still I'm on the back of the boat, taking pictures with the surface.
Why you always on?
Paper cut on your tongue from a razor in a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in the baking sun. I hope your titties all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win the lottery and lose your ticket. I hope it's Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck. Your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you spill shit on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face. Cause my loss is how Delilah changed my locks to a fade. I hope you happy, I hope you happy. I hope you ruin this shit for a reason. I hope you happy.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a
I hope you win the lottery and lose your ticket. I hope you work at Fridays every Friday.
That was a dope line right there. I hope you work at Fridays, never hope you Friday, and it's always busy on Friday.
But that was super petty now, you gotta admit. That was a little petty.
See, I think petty is overused. To me, petty is like the new YOLO.
Yeah.
This, no. What was the one like a couple years ago? Swag. You know what I'm saying? It's always just one thing that everybody gonna get and run with for a while. And I think this is that.
But no, you gotta admit, this song was a little petty.
I don't know. I'm not even real sure what petty means. Petty means insignificant or something. But people, the way people use it is not really what the word like technically means. I don't want to nerd out on this shit, but...
Nerd out.
I mean, there are definitions. And like the definition, if you look it up, people, oh, that's petty. That's petty. I'm petty. Well, you... Not really. Well, sometimes maybe it applies, but I think it gets used too much. That's my opinion, my little two cent. I technically don't use the word.
Well, I think I'm about to put on two songs back to back that you can't help but say, well, it's a thin line between petty and bitter, I believe. I think it's both that he's going through.
Just Now Sun sounded better, yo. Is this another song by that guy?
No.
I'm about to say, this nigga needs therapy.
No, but this nigga do need therapy.
Perhaps. Yo, doesn't Action Bronson sound like Ghostface Killer?
He does a little bit. You know he's white.
Oh, yeah, no, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
And I know he sound like Ghost.
He got some like, ghost tendencies.
Every time I listen to me, like, that nigga sound like, exactly. I be trying to like hear... a difference between him and Ghost, and I don't really hear one.
Now that you say it, it's going to be plaguing my ear now.
Well, yeah, listen for that.
No, you just tainted me. But when I say who this is, we're going to do back to back. Either way you look at this, one or two, because two people are linked into one song. Well, one person is linked into two songs, but both of them, you ain't got to go there. So let's start it with The Game and Kanye West. You wouldn't get far. We going to back that up.
Them two niggas is kind of petty.
Yeah.
They can be very
Yeah, bad. But it get better. Because after that, we going to do Pussy Fight. That's The Game and Ray J. No, excuse me. I did this wrong. It was supposed to be Pussy Fight, The Game and Ray J. And then it backed up with Ray J. I Hit It First. Okay. You got to say that, Teddy.
So no, not even no Kanye in this block.
No, but we can, you know, it's a three play because that was petty as shit too. Throw that one on too. Let's do a three play. Because first, Kanye. Okay, we can break this down right quick.
We come back to that. We're going to play these two then come back to the Kanye tie-in.
Okay. But right now, like, the reason why I say he petty is like, we understand, Ray J, your dick put on a whole family. It put on a whole, a whole family unit. But we get it. You hit it first. We get it. Oh, we get it. We get it. But these are two different songs. He's really bitter about this. Like, aren't you supposed to be with Beauty right now? Let it go. Let it go.
Just like this, you
know. Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in work. I hit it first. I hit it first. I don't hear it going north and her ass going south, but now baby chose to go west. We deep in the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind, and I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies, sipping on good, blowing on OG. New ghost sitting clean, get the match and rollie. I did that first, so everybody know me. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. Juice, and we mix it with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave it to the leave. I bet I hit it first, unless you took that girl virginity. First come, first service, all the player known. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I let anything with ass to walk by.
Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me up, she got me face like some whiskers. Tears into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss her. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I give your girl real proper love. And I be my move on the rappers and ball players. But we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love. And I don't even put in work. I hit it first. I hit it first. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I know just how you do me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in work.
I hope that pussy fat, fat, fat like Missy. If it is, I'ma eat that cat like Missy. I'm a freak, I eat it after I beat it. She a freak, she kiss me after I eat it. We some freaks, I don't mean to be conceited, but he can't eat it the way that I eat it. Girl, you know I ain't playing.
I know if it can't be eating your pussy right, I know Nelly can't be eating your pussy right, and Nick Cannon can't be eating your pussy right. Pull your panties down, girl, we gon' have a pussy fight.
Fight, fight, fight,
fight. Pull your panties down, girl, we gon' have a pussy fight.
Fight, fight, fight.
I said, pull your panties down, we gon' have a tongue and pussy fight.
I know Ellen don't be eating your pussy right. I know Missy don't be eating your pussy right. And Eve don't be eating it like Ray J. Eat the pussy.
Hey, check it.
I beat the pussy up like Kimbo. And you know they say your boy Ray J, he's a nympho. Don't feel like a six-fold, in my A like Timbo. Who you think got all these girls talking about Kimbo? And I know she with Reggie Bush, but that was Ray J Bush. She used to blow it like Ray J Kush. And I'm off that reefer, she's off that reefer. And I keep a line of hoes like Tila Tequila.
I know if they can't be eating your pussy right, I know Nelly can't be eating your pussy right, and Nick Cannon can't be eating your pussy right. Pull your panties down, girl, we gon' have a pussy fight.
Fight, fight, fight,
fight. Pull your panties down, girl, we gon' have a pussy fight.
Fight, fight, fight.
I said, pull your panties down, we gon' have a tongue and pussy fight.
It's all on my clothes. I got some on my chin, a little bit on my nose. I wanna like it's snow on it. I got some ice in my mouth, now let me blow on it. Like Keisha Cole on it.
I'm get toe on it. Lick you up and down like my tongue got a 6-4 on it. Switch, right, left, front, back. Hold your legs in the sky while I lick that baby fat. And while you're looking like Kimora, I've been knocking on your door trying to get some more tomorrow. I eat it, I beat it on the days that you're bleeding. I'm a pussy monster like Louise. I know if they can't be eating your pussy right. I know Nelly can't be eating your pussy right. And Nick Cannon can't be eating your pussy right. Pull your panties down, girl, we gon' have a pussy fight. Fight, 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 fight. Pull your panties down, girl, we gon' have a pussy fight. Fight, fight, fight. I said pull your panties down, we gon' have a tongue and pussy fight.
Pussy fight. which is cool, you know, but
I definitely accept fellatio. No, it's tongalingus.
Tong fu.
Yeah, all that's accepted. Oh, I had a good conversation over the weekend about that.
Oh, really? I'm going to go the other way with Reggie on this one right here. I don't necessarily think that he's being petty or whatever. I think he just, you know.
He hurt.
You can kick facts. Well, you can kick facts.
Yeah, that's facts.
You can kick facts. I don't think kicking facts could ever be petty.
So what about I hit it first?
I mean, yeah. He talking about her, but she ain't the only one now. Ridget done did some numbers out here.
Yeah, he did. He's done numbers.
And when you make a whole family famous off the tip of your penis, you get to talk about that. I would talk about it. Shit. I don't think nobody ever got famous on my dick. Nope. Not yet, anyway. Shit. But goddamn.
Sometimes I just run out.
Is that petty? I don't know. Maybe
if he keep on bringing it up, I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But in the actual video, if I hit it first, he got like a bootleg Kim K running around.
No, bootleg Kim K is out here. Little
yeah.
People hate on Kim Kardashian, but Kim Kardashian is kind of high powered.
Yeah,
well,
not as much as she used to be though. Her little sister taking over. What's her name? Well, Kendall.
She doesn't have any appreciable skill. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
She doesn't necessarily like do anything.
No, she does not.
But the little sister, she's flavoring the mind. I think you're talking about the one that fucked with Tiger.
Yeah, she done made that nigga relevant. Yeah. Not really, but. Closest he can get.
Tiger
to
was doing his GM work. He saw what it was. He saw it coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a little too old to be doing that.
Yeah,
what he was doing.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean,
that's my friend.
Hey, the age of consent depended upon
the state you're in.
Where you at? Is as low as 14, as high as 18. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas feel like if grass on the field play ball, you know what you're talking about. But shit.
I can't
say that I feel that way or that I would do that. I mean, but shit.
I would probably give you all types of hell.
Get it how you live, bro. She $1 million, yo.
Yeah.
Well, you better lock that shit down easy. If not you, somebody else is going to come along and do it.
True.
They gonna do all the fucking up. They going to have the baby. And she going to be scoring for whoever the next motherfucker is. And he got to go through more bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's how the game go.
True.
So damn, if you could be that person and she already got paper, psh, and she gonna get you popping, just because Tiger, I couldn't tell you one Tiger song.
Wasn't okay. He on
Rack City? Rack I couldn't City. Tell you one more Tiger song.
Wasn't he on? He be on people's song. What was that? That Chris Brown, Usher.
Chris Brown had like a whole mixtape.
No, yeah, they had a whole mixtape, but the big song, Chris Brown, Lil Wayne. It was a huge song.
I wasn't born last night.
Yeah, that one.
These you know, it was like, right. Oh, when a rich nigga walks. Oh, yeah. That's my hey, shit right
your
there.
Your girl can't do nothing for you. Oh. These hoes ain't loyal. That's what it's called. These hoes ain't loyal. I hate to say this. He's the Michelle Williams of the rap game. Like they always put him on the last of the song. And by the time you get to his verse, you don't want to hear no more. Like I turn it off by the time. Yeah. You the Michelle Williams of the rap game.
It happens.
It does. But you was on that bitch though. You can you yeah, claim that you were
there. He fucked with Kylie Kardashian. He got like sneakers. He got like Little clothing line and shit.
I think they came and repoed his tigers or something.
I don't know. Tiger be doing.
He do his shit on the low.
He be doing anything. I gotta give him props.
He knew what to do to get Chris Brown, because Chris Brown got up on that bitch and made him a little bit back to where he needed to
be. Yeah, you can get Chris Brown, Weezy, and them, but yeah. Man, you don't even really got to do nothing. Just show up.
He was on that song, too.
Just make sure
y'all. He was on the YOLO song. Now I didn't think about it.
The YOLO song. What song is the YOLO song?
The one about what's the name? He died, but the San Diego type. It was Drake, Lil Wayne. He was like, real nigga, yo. That song about YOLO. I just can't remember.
Oh, I'm
not doing good with my hip hop trivia this afternoon. But you know what I'm saying? The way he says, yeah. I wish a nigga would like a tree.
Yeah, and then one thing about a nigga yelling at me about it
every day. But we don't really play.
Every day. Fuck with anybody say
it. Real niggas, what's up?
Yo, one time. Remember that shit.
You have a nigga walking out like an umpire.
Yeah.
That shit got bugged me until I remember, y'all. Y'all understand. I'm about to Google that bitch. But he was on that shit, so he was on some major songs, even though nobody know his verse.
Maybe that's why people like Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, he be on there. He like the hanger on. He like that little motherfucker that's just going to hang on right here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike him. I don't think he whack or nothing like that.
I just don't check for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Oh, but speaking of, okay, I got a woman. We've been giving the men a lot of petty points, but I got a woman. You cannot tell me.
This originates from women.
Well, this one is definitely petty. You can't call it nothing but Marsha Ambrosius. I think I did the remix, but it's the I Hope She Cheats on You. I Hope She Cheats on You with... I hope she Kim is in everything. I hope she Kim Kardashian's her way up. But if I did do the remix with Fabulous on that bitch, he's talking about, I hope you see your boyfriend in the Cat Stacks video.
Damn. I'm going to be mad. Better.
So
better.
So you heard that's your angry voice, huh? He said, I hope your man fuck your best friend and y'all baby comes, get her pregnant and y'all baby come out looking like twins.
Damn. That would be crazy. I'm sure it's motherfuckers that have had that happen.
Oh, I'd be mad as shit, yo.
You see, Marsha, I'd be mad as hell. I would never wish you no bad. You and I separate ways. I would wish you the best. I hope he's cheating on you with a fat wax silly. Or hope you see your boyfriend in a Cat Stacks video. Thought I found Cinderella, shoe didn't fit her, yo. Now I'm gonna have to trending topic you on Twitter, though. Nah, I ain't bitter. Okay, I'm kinda bitter, yo. Hope that cat ish on you like you kitty litter, though. Oh, daddy tricked you to get a butt up. Uh-huh, okay, whatever, shut up. Hope you catch him creeping, they be one of your friends. Get y'all both pregnant and y'all babies look like twins. Might say I'm hating, well yes, I'm hating. Just thinking about it got me SMH.
We're looking at how it all turned out now. I hope she cheat on you with the basketball player. See how it all turned out now. Every single time you call her, brand new Louis, gotta have it. Spend your money on her when you wanna hit it. She acting like she don't want her. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. Salt Lake City, now I'm up on another picture. Remember how it was when I was with you, baby. Sex on you, do you remember? Oh, baby, sex on you, do you remember? Baby, when look at how it all turned out now. She cheated on you with the basketball player.
thinking that I be stressing. Up nights worried and hurt without resting. Wish I get embarrassed and stuck with no blessings. Praying that I feel what you felt without question. I'm trying to touch the sky, but you want me down. It's like the video, she ended up with Shannon Brown. But that ain't going down, cause in real life I'm the winner, middle fingers in the air like, yeah. You really starting to sound like a hater. My baby girl, she would never leave me for a Laker. I'm sorry, I know that I'm the reason for the breakup. At times, I think back and wish that we had made up. Cause I didn't mean to ever make you miserable. But girl, look at life from my point of view. I was young, hard not to be a two-timer. When girls is screaming in my ear, get them, Tiger. So now I'm with my new girlfriend. It is what it is, this for you, girlfriend. And even though you wish me bad, I'ma wish you happiness. Look at how it all turned out, you see what happiness.
Look at how it all turned out. Won't last forever. What I had for you was so much better. Yeah, the grass ain't greener on the other side of town. I look at that, it all turned out now. I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, but I'm doing better. Cause we ain't together. You sorry excuse for somebody that was into. Remember what it was when I was with you.
Look at how it all turned out now.
I hope she cheated on you with a basketball player. Baby, now we're not together. Your love is all turned out now. So sad. She cheated on you with a basketball player.
When you break up with somebody, she say, yeah, I'm bitter, just a little bitter, but I'm doing better because we're together. Yes.
What's the significance of cheating on somebody with a basketball player?
Just got more money than his broke ass. I don't know, but some of them basketball players be making less than me. No, that's them football players definitely be making less than me.
Some of them definitely.
Yeah, I remember before the Panthers got hot or whatever, I was in the club, used to be Kiss, over there off of Wilkerson, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a football player ran up on me. Y'all, if you know me, if anybody knows me, know. That don't impress me much. I mean, I could give two shits, honestly. I do me. So he was hitting on me. And the sad part about it is he was hitting on me with some old two can play that game lines. Like, in real life, he was like, if I'm right about you, the next two answers to these questions is going to be yes. I said, I saw that movie too. No. So he was like, do you know who I am? I play for the Panthers. I was like, do you know who I am? I work at Bank of America. Your point? Your bitch woman of qualities does me none. At all. I can make my own. I live within my comfort zone. I don't need your Panther money. I got my own.
He really came with the do you know who I am?
Yes. I'm a Panther. I was like, and when you sit on that bench come Sunday, you remember that you're a Panther too. Like, don't come yelling at me like this just because your game. I'm not trying to be a bitch or mean, but the way he came at me was way too cocky. Don't you humble yourself.
Like, and that's some whack shit to say.
That's
all you got going, bro. That's what you're going to lead with?
Yeah. I was going to buy you a drink. Nigga, I got my own drink. I think I can handle a $10 drink. I got that. I'm good. And I'm not...
Nigga, who are you?
Yeah, it's just kind of... He was kind of like that dude that you can already sense. He gonna buy you that one drink and all of a sudden y'all go together.
We go together for the night.
We... Oh, no.
As long as we both in this club tonight, we go together.
Like, nah, I can't even chill with you. Like, just the way... His whole approach, demeanor...
We'll be buying drinks and just like letting girls float away, though.
Oh, I've had a couple do that. I got drinks bought for me on Friday, but of course they were my homies. Actually, shout out to Mitrill, because Mitrill left the stage, and even though I had to bust cuss a wee bit of a pinch, he ended up giving me some tracks fresh off. When I tell you fresh off his phone, like fresh off the stage, it went from like the producer to his phone to my phone.
To me.
Like, I am the plug. And even though this ain't coming out yet, I'm just going to, I'm going to tease you a little bit. Because this shit, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It's just hot shit.
Hashtag North Cat Rap Sucker. Grizzly. Evans. I'm trying to live that life I lust, get money till I'm old and gray.
Yeah, man.
Gonna do my thing, let my nuts hang on a bitch till the tooth decay. I'm so sharp that I'm not the hardest, but damn sure one of the greatest.
Okay.
Nigga, don't bout me, this Sugar Creek, Human Street hates me all day. My nigga, this shotgun, I do this.
I just gotta pinch you a little bit, Yes, and not
shotgun
only...
Shotgun Grizzly.
I love Shotgun Grizzly. Not only did he give me that track straight to my phone, he gave me three straight off the stage, and he bought me a drink. What up, Trill? Shouts out for the drink.
Well, definitely shout out to the homie Trill, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
As always, the nigga been doing it a minute.
Yes.
A long time, dang, or much better
back then,
than a
right.
lot of motherfuckers do it, for sure.
Hell yeah.
And damn, him buying you a drink, different story than you at the club.
No. It wasn't like that, y'all. But when we brought up drink, that's what made me think about it. And I had to go ahead and tease y'all just to let y'all know. He was like, yeah, this song going to come out next week. I was like, okay, come out to the public next week. I don't believe in deadlines in such ways. I want it now. I'm Baruch Assault in that aspect of the world, Willy Wonka style. I want it now.
That was the girl name.
Mm-hmm. I don't care how, I want it now. And I got it too. I'm excited because I love that little track.
Is that old Willy Wonka or new Willy
Wonka? That's old Willy Wonka. I don't like new Willy Wonka. He's creepy.
New Willy Wonka's kind of weird.
He's creepy. Right. It was closer to the book, but it was creepy as shit.
Well, Willy Wonka's kind of a creepy guy. I think that's the way it was like.
But not in the original movie. He wasn't creepy. He had some odd tendencies, but he just wasn't about that fuck shit.
See, in the original movie, they kind of couldn't make it like they can make it now.
Yeah.
Now they can make it like he kind of. A little more, you know, towards the line of pedophile, you know.
Yeah. But in the original movie,
shit.
He just wasn't about that fuck shit. Like, I knew you so. Look, I know you stole the Never in the Gobstopper. You was over here having fizzy lifting drinks,
yep.
Hitting the roof of my fucking ceiling. Now I gotta get these little midgets to get all these little suits. I gotta get them to go up there on these little suction cups and shit and wipe this shit down. And you expect me to give you a grand prize? Fuck you mean.
Word.
That's all I'm saying. He was just wondering about, like, and them little kids, like, he was in there eating all that chocolate. He fell in the roof. What the fuck you want me to do? He done fucked up all my chocolate. Motherfucker, you owe me money.
Word.
You know how many bars of chocolate he just fell his fat ass in?
This man
and then
man.
Fucked up my tube.
They was in there fucking up with his money all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, he was.
Fucking up the whole factory.
But then they won't arrive.
Word.
The hell?
When he shitted on him.
You could tell just by the look in his eyes, he was like, what the hell did I do, y'all? Why I let these motherfuckers in my house, in my factory?
Like, I let you in your crib and you dogged me.
Like, you touching shit. Didn't I tell you? Didn't you sign the contract? I look at movies that I used to love as a child, as an adult, and I have some real life questions. Case in point, Peter Pan. Now, Peter Pan was a man child. Remember, he went to the land of lost boys or whatever. He wasn't aging and shit. So this grown ass man crawling up in motherfuckers' windows, taking your kids out the window, go fly to the little island and fuck with some other grown ass men in costumes and shit. If that ain't a pedophile, what you call that?
Never, never land.
Never, never will you go.
Peter Pan was a boy, though. He was not like a man.
He was a man. He was a man. He was a boy, but then he went to Never, Never Land. He couldn't age. But, oh, but if he came back to with the present, that was a grown-ass man. That's grown-ass man all day.
All it takes you ain't is gonna faith be... and trust and the
well, you go ahead.
Pixie dust.
You go ahead and get that faith and trust, see if you don't age. Your
Peter
ass going to be...
Peter Pan did come back with the powder, though.
Yeah, and then he had powder. You just took a whole nother level. We don't know what Hennessy does really was. Some tell me that seemed like club drugs right there. Pixie that sounded like ecstasy all day.
Peter Pan had the MDMA back in the day.
Yeah, that sounded like what?
That tank of Bell, dog.
that sounded like coke.
That tank of Bell.
What I don't want no parts do? Of it. No parts of it, I said.
Come to Never Never Land. Mm-mm. Peter Pan's probably about drugs. If you like, now whatever you that the original story.
And then Hook, about Hook I'm about to say, and then Hook was sitting there, why are you fighting with this little boy? That little boy, just I just got it. All of it clicked together. Peter Pan was the corner boy. Hook was the head drug dealer. Pan ran off with his stash, and he got all these little people that used to be corner boys following him. Now he the man, and Hook don't like that. He ain't fucking with that, so he trying to get his little alligator to come after him like, yo, like Nino Brown with the Rock Rollers. All I'm saying.
That was his goons.
Mm-hmm.
I got goons.
Mm-hmm.
You see that pawn shop? You ever watch the pawn shop show?
Yeah.
You saw that one with the dude, the black dude? He's like, I got goons.
No.
Oh, no, it's the highest.
You got to tag me in that one.
I would definitely tag you in that one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I used to put it all together in perspective for me.
Yeah.
Yo, all them old shows.
All that stuff is about drugs, man.
You know Alice in Wonderland was definitely on some crack.
Yeah.
That was on Acid, actually.
Yeah, Ron, dog. All the way line.
Talk about you eating a piece of bread, you go tall, and then you eat another piece of bread, you go little. The bread. Hell?
Eat me. Drink me.
Mm. Okay. Look, okay. Somebody once told me, a mutual friend of ours, we don't blast people on here. I know he don't live that way no more. He probably don't even listen to the show no more since. Yeah, he probably don't listen to the show no more. But he once told me, he's the first person to ever offer me, like, a real drug. And I'm not saying what it was, but he was just like, you really need to open your mind one day. It's like parts of your mind you just don't go to. And I was like, I'm okay with not going to those parts of my mind. Like, we got
people doing drugs out here, you know?
Yeah, they doing drugs, yo. They doing that real shit.
Doing drugs,
I remember because when he offered it to me, I just started screaming at him because, I mean, at that time I was drunk out my mind. But I wasn't that drunk. I want to know you offer me drugs drunk. I was like, no.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody do what they do.
I mean, I ain't judging you, but don't put that shit over here. I'm good. Well, I'm good.
Mean, nobody offer him. I'm like, nah. I'm good on that. Matter of fact, I gotta check when the dang on the regular L go around. Make sure, damn, you know this.
This is just
weed, right?
Okay, I got a cousin that got fucked up like that. Yeah. Yeah, they laced this shit, and now he over there in Debo's chicken coop. I'm just saying. I can't. That's why I didn't notice until Friday how much people pay attention to me. Somebody was like, yeah, you don't really drink. You don't smoke. I'm like, no. But I mean, I still have a good time. I don't think I'm a stick in the mud. I'm just not. I've never been big on smoke or big on drink.
But you do drink.
I drink.
It's not like you don't or won't you.
No, it's not that I won't, but you know, I'll probably have like Friday. Friday was crazy, y'all. Shout out to ComDot. He came down, did his little did his show. Friday, let me tell y'all, I wasn't going there, but I'll go there a little bit. Friday was crazy for me, y'all. Friday was fucking crazy. Like, you know when you know you're about to have a crazy night, and it's slowly building to slowly a crazy night. Ooh, but by the time, but I'm gonna say by the time 1 o'clock came, I was sitting there leaned on bitch halfway asleep, and yeah, and then after I kind of woke up a little bit, got my second win. That night just kind of went, woo! Did not see that night going that way. Oh, enjoyed it thoroughly, though.
Oh, you're talking about afterwards?
Yeah, the after party. Not the real after party, just the...
I get it. I think everybody gets it.
and it was just... I just had a good time. That's all I'm saying. I had a good time, y'all.
I feel you. Congratulations.
I didn't know I was going to enjoy myself, but, you know, random shit happens.
That's always good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, random shit happens, actually. Shouts out. I did not see that night going that way, y'all. Night was crazy. Night was crazy, yo.
It's at a crazy gas station. I think people still deal drugs, like, standing on the corner. For some reason, now that we got new technology and shit, and, you know, more people got cars, I thought people just deal drugs in cars or something. I just never realized how many people still stand, like, in front of corner stores and look at you like...
I don't know a lot about dealing drugs, but...
I don't either, but I just don't see them on corners anymore.
What I can say is that, from what I've seen on television, they sell drugs just about everywhere.
Yes. But for some reason, when I see it, I guess since The Wire went off so long ago, I just didn't see nobody. I don't know.
On the corner.
Yeah. I didn't know corner boys were still real. So, I digress. Let's go ahead and throw on that Jasmine Sullivan, Bust the Windows Out Your Car. You think this is petty?
Not overly.
You accept somebody busting the windows at your car?
Nope.
That's why I got a garage.
I left my mark.
never have had the urge to bust the windows out of somebody's car. I have hit somebody with a full Sprite bottle while I was moving. Like, it was out of a moving car. I hit this dude. He said something real fucked up to me and my cousin, me and Ray. I fucked his little ass up.
It hit him. Was your boyfriend?
No, it was just somebody at the mall. You know, back in the day, before being gay was fashionable. It's fashionable now. You know, my cousin, you know, she's kind of always been comfortable in her own skin. And she is a lesbian, but I am not. But when you don't know somebody, you'll just assume because they're together, oh, yeah, they're a couple. And people tend to say some mean, funniest thing ever said to us. We, you know, back in my day, we wore baggy pants with, like, tight shirts or whatever. She had baggy everything. I had on a baggy pair of cargo shorts and a tight shirt. And I was skinny back then, so I looked real cute. So, we was at Summerfest at Carowinds. I'll never forget this. And we walked by these group of girls. She said, oh, my God, I think they gay. So, you know, my first reaction is, why you want to know? Your man interested? And then here come Ray. Why, you want me to lick you next? And we keep it moving.
Well, I guess
Ask that stupid ass question again.
That's one way to do it.
Like, stay out of people's business. And so what if we were? Your point? What we eat don't make you shit. I'm just saying, leave people alone. I am not lesbian. I found out recently. A lot of people think I am, but I'm not. Just because you don't see me with people, I'm good. Trust me. Damn. Trust me, I'm good. I'm happy.
No, I don't know.
I get happy. You said you don't know. You don't know I'm not gay?
Well, I know that, but...
Oh, I'm about to say, you don't know that?
The overarching sense of the town. I mean, if you hang with gay people, people are going to think you gay. I mean, that's like a fair...
I'm not...
That's a fair thing for them.
But that's
think,
my
huh?
family.
Well, yeah.
So, we're definitely nothing that's ever coming between that, so...
Well, now that you're not supposed to hang with them, because I got some gay folks that I'm cool with, you know what I'm saying?
You're cool with my gay family.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. But if, like, me and somebody gay just at the mall and we walking together, I mean, it kind of looks like we, like, are together. Even with a girl, if you just, like, if I'm just in the mall walking with a girl, just like you and me, people think we go together.
Yeah, but we done been together. It's about time for us to renew our vows and shit now, bitch. We've been together about 20 years. So, I'm just saying. It's about time. Bitch, it's time for us just to come real with it.
No, Dan, seriously, let me tell you, I was, like, chatting with this one person online or whatever, little chick. Mm-hmm. You know, she done come in my DM, you know what I'm saying?
All in your DM.
Yeah, she in my DM.
It goes down in the DM, I hear. Nothing
goes down in
my DM. Nothing goes down.
Stop trying to eat that pussy here first.
No, bitch, no.
I like that song.
I'm about to say, don't do those requests. Know that song? I think I heard it, but it goes down in the DM.
Yo, got it.
Is that what you talking about?
Nah, that shit was fire.
That nigga with that brick ass neck. He got a brick ass neck. So what did she say in your DM?
Oh, she just started conversing. So, you know, we started conversating or whatever.
Okay.
And she done hit me with the little next message. Who is this girl in your pictures? Y'all obviously was close. Y'all must be good together. That shit.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, how you doing?
She went on a whole little diet trap.
And she said like, that because I'm cute.
I was like, that my home girl. You know what I'm saying?
Simmer that down.
I don't know you. I don't really have no reason to lie.
Why is she going ham on you? Tell her she can. Feel free to ask me. I have no problem telling you. Or you should have gave her a link to the Baynet show, and then she would have knew too.
Yeah, I mean, I told her. But, you know, those things happen.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going nowhere. And I'll tell you, feel free to date my friend. I'll even give a good recommendation. He's an amazing person. He is so just the bestest. And he has a nice smile.
It's all good. You can stop there.
You sure?
I'm good.
I write you a letter of recommendation.
If I need one, I'll let you know. But I
have never dated Bishop. Ever. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. And now it'll just be too late. We like brother sister now. It should be. Ew.
I know far too much. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
You know too much. I know too much. It's, we can't go there. Some things we know cannot be unknown.
Well, you can't unring that bell.
Exactly. So we are good. But that's, you know, I've never actually had that problem. Everybody that I've dated think you're cool. Like my ex-husband, I know exactly who he did not like in the hip hop scene, but he was like, I see you with Bishop, y'all cool. But the other one, he was like, mm-mm. Uh-huh. He wants you. I see it in his eyes. He wants you. I was like, really? He looked, you know, a little bit before us, I wanted him too. How you like that? Anyway.
Jealousy.
It is what it is. I'm just, I'll be real with mine. So, let's see what else we get. I don't think that's petty now. I didn't think about it. Keisha Cole should have cheated. That's just her being emotional and saying that what she should have done.
I should have cheated.
What about this one? I'm still on the fence about this one. Mocha Steph, he's mine.
Was that the boy's mine?
He's mine. You may have had him once, but I got him all the time. Oh, he's mine. We don't have time playing these games. You had him once, but it's me on his mind. No need to cry. Go dry your eyes. Get over him. It was only for, number one, I don't think I'll be that happy singing it was only for some one night. No, it's time to dig up in his ass. Why was it one night? Because clearly we don't need to be together. You out here up there swinging it, riding low.
Clearly it was good. They claiming it like that.
I was just saying.
I don't know.
No, you out here showing your ass like that. You out here sticking every hole in the ground. Then how about no? How doing, about we go our separate ways? Good day.
Mocha and Steph, they was trying to be like jealousy.
They only had that one song. I don't recall two songs from them.
Yeah, I don't recall. I guess that one. Well, I don't know if there was another one.
I don't remember no B-side, no follow-ups. I don't. Maybe that's just me. I had to research that. I don't remember.
Mocha and Steph.
Yeah. Well, we can go ahead and tie this up with the last and the ultimate. This is definitely petty, but it's truthful too. It is. We gonna end this with Big Sean. I don't fuck with you.
Oh, yeah, this song may well be petty as well.
Yo, stupid ass like, bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
You little dumb ass bitch,
I ain't fucking with you. He said, I know karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Right. I feel him now. I got a new dude that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. That ain't a lot, but what a lot more. Yeah, I'm in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. What? That's my shit, y'all can't tell. It's my anthem. Because I don't be fucking with these people. But anyway, we out. We at Bang That Show on everything. We're actually back in the Google Play Store, bitch. Did I tell you we're back in Google Play Store? But we're now listed under Bang That Radio instead of Bang That Show. So now it's Bang That Radio. Everything else is Bang That Show.
Download the app.
Yeah, it took me hell and high water to get that app back on there for y'all. Y'all don't understand what I went through to do that, but I got it back.
Well, good.
So get up on there and check us out. It's Heavy Mixing everywhere. It's Ivers Journey everywhere. If y'all know how to spell our names by now, get up on it.
Or get it close. I'm actually covered. I think it all might drop back to the same place.
I think all mine just pop up. All right, y'all. Let this song linger for you.